Today's daf is Yevamis Daf Chof Hey. We are at the two dots in the middle of Daf Chof Dalet Amid Beis Hanitan Al Eishes Ish V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Avadia Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mechel, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elaza Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Yisachar Ben Hinda Liba, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, Shlomo Ben Rachel Devorah, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilui Nishmas Shol Yecheskel Ben Eliyo. So, yesterday we began a Mishnah on the top of Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis, which digressed a little bit from the Sugyas and Masechtas Yevamos. The Mishnah discussed someone that is Choshud, that he was Mezana with a woman. Then he wants to marry this woman. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Hanitan ala shivcha. If somebody was chashud that he did an avera with a shivcha knanis or with an oivedes keichavim, and then the shivcha knanis was freed or the oivedes keichavim was megayer, so that now this person's in a position that, in theory, if he wanted to, he could do chuppah v'kedushin kadas Moshe v'Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, lo yichnois lechatchilo, he should not marry this woman. The imkines and b'diavad, if he marries her, ein moitzim miyadoi, we allow them to stay married. After a little bit of a discussion in the Gemara said that the reason we tell this person not to get married lechatchilo is being that right now there's rumors circulating that this person had an illicit relationship with this woman. If he's going to marry her now, all it's going to do is give credibility to the rumor. And the pasuk says, Shloima Melech said it, Beroiv Chachmasa Yemishlei Perek Dalet, Haser Mimcha Ikshus Peh, Ulezus Sefasayim Harchek Mimecha, that a person's supposed to behave in a way where people are not going to suspect him of doing something wrong. So by this man marrying this woman now, it certainly gives a raglayim ledavar that what they're accusing him of having done actually happened, and as a result, the Mishnah says, don't get married. Now, what happens b'diavad if he got married? B'seder, he might see him the other. But l'chatchila, it's not something that he's supposed to do. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, what would happen if somebody was chashud that he did an aver with an eishes ish? V'hoitziyua. And then this eishes ish was divorced from her husband. That loch is, again, lo yichnois. This man is not allowed to marry this woman. And here the Mishnah says that afal pishakines, that if b'dievet he marries her yoitzi, that loch is, he would have to give her again. So in the first part of the Mishnah, hareza lo yichnois, but v'imkines ein moitzi miyadai. In the second part of the Mishnah, hareza lo yichnois, but afal pishakines, b'dievet, if he would marry her, that loch would be yoitzi, he would have to give her a get. The first part of today's daf is going to discuss the seifa of the Mishnah. Hanitan al eishes ish v'hoitziyua mitachas yadoi afal pisha kines yoitzi. And the Gemara begins with a statement that was made by the great Amora Rav. Amar Rav, Rav said that this halacha of the Mishnah that says that if somebody is choshu that he was mezana with an eishes ish, and then the eishes ish's husband divorced her, now he married her, the halacha is he wasn't supposed to do the katchila, and even b'di Yeah, but now that he did it, Yoitzi has to give her a get. That's only true be'edim. If there were actually edim that saw that this man was mezana with this ish ish, meaning it wasn't just a rumor. It wasn't just a nitan, like Rashi says in the Mishnah, toyan in all of divrei laz. But rather, this person was actually implicated because two edim stepped forward and they said that we actually saw this nos. We know that this person did an avera. Over there, says Rav, the halacha is that even if he marries her b'dieved, he has to give her a get. And the reason is, because an eishes ish, that's mezana, birotzoin, tachas bailo, the halach is she's not allowed to live with her husband. And Chazal said, kishem shasur labal, kach asur labayl. So she's also not allowed to live together with the bayl. So being that this man is the bayl, and there are edim that saw this nos take place, it's for that reason, yoitzi, he would have no choice, he would have to give her a get. Om Rav Sheish. So Rav Sheish heard what Rav said, and he commented. He said, amino, I hold kinayim v'shach of Rav, om alahai shmaitza. Rav must have said this while he was falling asleep. Sleep. Meaning, because it's not possible that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. How do I know that? I know it from a Braisa. So we know, in our Chabura, that very often there are Braises that say the same thing that Mishnayas say. However, with extra phrases, extra words, extra caveats, and very often it sheds a lot of color on a Mishnah that would otherwise be sasam. So said Rav Sheish that in the Mishnah itself, I have no problem hearing what it is that Rav said. Rav said maybe the Mishnah is talking about where the person wasn't just a nitta and aleishes ish, but they were physically eidei tumah that said that they saw it, and that's why afal pisha kineis yoytzi. But Rav Sheish said the problem is it doesn't stem with a brisa. So what's his brisa? The tanya nitta and aleishes ish. Same case. Someone was nitta and aleishes ish. Vaitzniyua al yadoi, and then the husband divorced his wife. And then she went and married somebody else. And then Tzimtzveitinmol, that second husband, also gave her a get. Says the Brice, Imkines, if this man, the Choshud, ends up marrying her, again, she was divorced twice already since the Chshad happened. The original husband gave her a get. And now she married someone else. In the interim, he also gave her a get. So the halacha is, in that case, if he would marry her, lo yoytzi, then he'd be allowed to stay married her. Now this Brice is in contrast to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Anitan Aleish, the Braisa says if someone's nitan aleishes ish and he ends up marrying her, what's the halacha? Lo yoytzi. Now, what's the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa? It's obvious what the difference is. The Braisa is talking about where there was another step. The Braisa is talking about where not only did the husband give her a get, she married somebody else, and that someone else also gave her a get. The Mishnah says in that case, the halacha is lo yoytzi. In other words, if you put the Mishnah and the Braisa together, really it's one big halacha with the Braisa just adding on to what the Mishnah said, and that is ordinarily if someone's nitan aleishes ish, the husband gives her a get, and then this man, the chashid, marries her. If, however, there was another step, she married someone in between, and that person gave her a get, then the halach is she'd be able to get married. So it says, and not just that, imkines. Not lechatchila, but b'di'evet, imkines, lo yoytzi, they'd be able to stay married. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the Braisa talking about? Is the Braisa talking about where the person was nitan aleishes ish and they were edim, meaning they were edim that saw the original tumah, they saw this woman be mizana, kiyasa achar, v'afzake lekala, mayhava. Then why is it that if this woman, after she was divorced by her husband, married somebody else, and then got divorced again, she's allowed to marry the person that she was chashed from? If there are edim that saw this nos, that means the chashed is the bayil. K'shem shasru lebayil, kachasru lebayil. So the fact that there's another step in between, the fact that she had married someone in the interim, should be neither here nor there. Elo lav deleke edim. Must be there were no edim, obviously. And that's what the Braisa is saying, that being that she married someone in between, now already she's allowed to be married to the bayil. The time b'dasa achav afzakei lekala. Now, if that's the case, it's clear in the Braisa that the only time the halach is imkineis lo yoytzi is if she married someone in between. Halaf achi, that had she not married someone in between, mafkinon, then the halach is she would not be able to stay married. It would be imkineis yoytzi. So what do you see from the Braisa? So that even if there are no edim, but imkineis lo yoytzi, the only time it's imkineis lo yoytzi is if she married someone in between. But if she didn't marry somebody in between, even if there are no edim on the tumah, the halacha is imkineis yoytzi. It's not like Rav. Rav said that when it says in the Mishnah, nitan aleishes ish, voitziyu mitachas yodoi afal pishekineis yoytzi, that's talking about where there were edim. But if there would be no edim, then the halacha would be imkines lo yoytzi. From the Braisa you see not that way. Because from the Braisa you see that there's a difference between if she got married to someone in between or if she didn't get married to somebody in between. Now, if there were edim that saw this nus, then it doesn't matter if she got married to someone in between. Because even if she did get married to someone in between, kishem shasru lebal kachasru lebal. So about karchach, the Braisa is talking about where there were no edim. And the only time she's mutter now to this bayil is if she got married to someone in between. Otherwise, she would not be able. So you see that even if there are no edim, still it's going to be a problem. Kineis lo yoytzi, which is a bomb kasha on Rav, and that's why Rav Sheisha said, "Amino kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal hashmaitz." But the Gemara says, "Amalach Rav." Rav will tell you, "No, who adin dafak after lo yosa achav avsakei lekalo iike edim afkini leka edim loy mafkini loy." I'll tell you the brayso that says that if she married someone in between, it's then that the halacha is im kineis lo yoytzi is lav daf. Because really, even if she would not have married someone in between, the halacha would be imkines lo yoytzi. Aye, if that's the case, so why did the Braisa say it's that imkines lo yoytzi if she married someone in between? Say a bigger chiddush. Even if she didn't marry someone in between, as long as there are no edim on the actual tumah, all it is a rumor, the halacha is imkines lo yoytzi v'hachi kamar. Because the Braisa wanted to tell me a different chiddush. The afag after osa achav afzakei lekala, that even in a case where she married someone in between, where it's true that if she got married lo yoytzi, but the chiddush is lekatchilo lo yichnais. Even then, lekatchilo, you're not going to be able to get married. So if the Braisa was trying to tell me the biggest chiddush of when it is imkines kines lo yoytzi, the Braisa would have told me the case when she didn't marry someone in between. But that's not what the Braisa's objective is. The Braisa wants to tell me the biggest chiddush of when it's also lechatchila for him to marry her. And that biggest chiddush is that even if she married someone in between, when you could have thought maybe it's not aser lechatchila to get married, it's still going to be us to get married, and that's why the Brice has said it the way it said it. So Rav Sheshes asked a bomb kasha on Rav, but Rav deflected the question. But Rav Sheshes asked another kasha. When is it true? What? The halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Hanitan al eishes ish v'hoytziyu mitachas yadoi." Even if they get married, afal pishakine siyotzi, he has to give a get. Says the Brice. When is this true? Kishein la banim. It's true if this woman had no children. But in the event that there were children, at this point, we let them stay married. Meaning, if there was no children, that's when the halach is. But in the event that there's children, so then that's when the halach is. But in the event that there's children, then already. Meaning, you can't just go ahead and tell this woman, because she's chashon on eishes ish, that she has to be divorced. Because on the one hand, you want to be machmir because of the fact there's a rumor. But then again, she has a family. And what are people going to say about her children? So you're creating major problems. So when you deal with a rumor in halacha, it's not so pashut. There's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you want to take it very seriously. But then again, you have to take the family into account. So the Braisa says that when is it true that this is the halacha? Is if there was no bun, if there were no children. But once there's children, then already it's going to be different. Says the Gemara. Now, the imbo, edei tomo, if the case of the Mishnah was where there were edim that testified that they actually saw the bia happen, says the Braisa, affiliation, come upon him, teitze, then it doesn't matter how many children there are going to be, the halacha is always going to be teitze. So what's the kasha? The kasha is that if the Mishnah says, afal pishakines yoitzi, and we just said it has to be talking about where it, then the halacha must be that it's talking about where there were no edim, because if there was a day tumah, then how could the Braisa make a distinction between there being banim and not being banim? Right? If there's Eidei Tumah, then it makes no difference if they're banim or not. If Eidim saw this nos happen, then Eidim saw this nos happen. So from the fact that the Braisa is qualifying the halacha in the Mishnah, and the Braisa is telling me that there's a nafkemina if there is banim or if there's not banim, then bal karchach it must be talking about where there were no Eidim, because if there were Eidim, it wouldn't make a difference. So the Gemara says, Rav Moikul Olam Asnisim v'yesh lo banim v'yesh lo Eidim. You have to say that Rav Taka learned that the Mishnah is talking about where there were Eidim. And because there were Eidim on the Tumah, that's why the halacha is afal pishakines yoytzni. And Rav is going to add the caveat that the Mishnah was talking about where this couple also had banim, and because they had banim, therefore the halacha is yoytzi, even though there are edim. Says the Gemara, what would have forced Rav to do this? Why did Rav have this doichik to tell me that the Mishnah is talking about where there were banim v'yesh lo edim and there were edim? So basically, what Rav is saying is that the reason in our Mishnah the halacha is yoytzi, it's because there were banim, and it's for that reason you have to make the akimta that there were edim. Look, mevashayin labanim. Why didn't he just make an akimta and say it's talking about whether there were no banim? And afak after like edim. And even if there were no edim, the halacha is going to be the same. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, "Masisa kashi." Say the reason Rav made this akimta is because there was something bothering him about the Mishnah. Rav was bothered. My iri the tani hoytziyua, listening hoytziyah. Rav had a diak that the Mishnah is mashma a little bit that after the rumor spread that this eshesish was mezana, Bezdin forced this eshesish to get divorced. The lashon of the Mishnah is anitan al eshesish v'hoytziyua. It sounds like they forced her to get divorced. It doesn't say hoytziyah. He punk divorced her. It sounds like they actually forced it to happen. So what was bothering him was is why did we pick this lashon? Ela kol oitziyua. So Rav understood that the word oitziyua, the bezdin, is mashma that bezdin must have done it. U bezdin edim udam afkin. The only time bezdin would ever force someone to get divorced is if they were actually edim. So that's how Rav knew that the Mishnah was talking about edim. Now, if Rav has to make an akimta that the Mishnah is talking about where there were banim beseder, but the bottom line is that Rav held that the Mishnah was talking in a case where there was edim, and that's why Rav made the akimta that the Mishnah is talking about where there was edim. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the Mishnah said, "Anitan aleches ish v'hoytziyua mitachas yadoi afal pishakine siyotzi." If there's a chshad that this man was mezana with an aleches ish, so the halacha is that if she gets divorced from her husband and now this man goes and marries her, the halacha is yoitzi, he would have to give her a get. And Rav made a tremendous akimta in the Mishnah. Rav said that the halacha the Mishnah is talking about where there were edim that saw this nos. But if there were no edim that saw this nos, all of this is a rumor, and this man would go ahead and marry this woman, so then the halacha is he would be able to stay married with her. And Rav Sheshes heard this and he said, Amina, I hold kinai v'shachav Rav amal ha-shmaita. Rav must have said this while he was falling asleep. Why? Because he had two brises that were not mashma that way. But at the end of the day, the Gemara was miyashiv both brises. The Gemara had a teretz for the first brisa, Gemara had a teretz for the second brisa, and the Gemara was able to make each one of the brises work. Says the Gemara of Iba Yaseimah, maybe he could say another mahalach in the sugya. Meaning, really, the two brises that we just mentioned don't stem with what Rav said. Rav said that the Mishnah is talking about where there were Edim, the two brises that Rav Sheshes asked from are mashma, that even if there's no Edim, even if all it is a rumor, the Allah is, afal pishakinei siyotzi, the Allah is, he's going to have to give her again. Rav is not like these two brises. How does Rav reconcile? So the Gemara says, you could always say, Hani masnaisa Rebbe, maybe those two brises are going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe, as we're about to see, has a very unique shita when it comes to rumors in the sugya of Arayas. The tiny we learned to the Braisa, Ruchel Yoitze. So Ruchel was a peddler. Rashi says, specifically, he was Meicher Besamim. He used to sell Besamim, like perfumes, Lenoshim for women, Leskashet Bahem. So what happened is this person, he used to, very often, he would Drezich with women. And for that reason, you find in different sugyas and shas that the Ruchel was considered a Chashad. He was considered Chashad, suspect in areas of Gilui Arayas, simply because of the fact he would spend time with women. So Ruchel Yoitze, what happens if a Ruchel came to somebody's house and he's peddling his Schayra, he's selling things, and now he's walking out of the house, and as he's walking out of the house, the woman, the husband of this house, the balabas, walks in. He sees the Ruchel leaving, the Isha Chageras Pesina, and he sees his wife is getting dressed. So he's chayshed that it looks like something might have happened. So Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Hayulu mechuvar adavar, because clearly what happened over here is mechur, it looks there's like a raglaim ladavar that maybe an avera took place. Teitze, the halach is he has to give her a get. Roik lemaylu manakilo. What happens if this man walked into his house? Again, the Ruchel is leaving the house, and when he came to the bed, he saw there was some saliva there. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Hayulu mechuvar adavar. Again, it looks like an avera might have happened. Teitze. So the halach is he has to give her a get. Minalayim hafuch and tachsamita. If again, the Ruchel was leaving, and he walks into the house, and he sees underneath the bed, there were shoes that were flipped upside down. Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, the fact that the shoes are flipped upside down, that's also a bad sign. So the Gemara says, the first two I understand. Minalayim hafuchin? What's the sign about that? What's mechur adavar? And more, lichsi de maninu. Just wanting to see whose shoes they are, so you'll know whether this is something you need to be suspect about. So the Gemara says, no, what it means is, elam makim minalayim hafuchin. Rashi has two pshat and what this might have meant. But the bottom is the place where the shoes usually are, they weren't there, and or it looks like maybe somebody else's shoes were there. Regardless, he sees the Ruchel leaving, and there's some raglayim ladover that maybe something might have happened. So the halacha again is, hayla mechura adover, what Rabbi say? Teitze. He has to give her again. Now, there's a huge machoikis Rashi Toysus here. What does teitze mean? But ayin sham. But the bottom line is that you see that Rebbe gave tremendous credibility to these types of rumors. That Rebbe is very makbid, right? This idea that a woman loses her whole cheskes kashrus and this woman becomes asa labayla. Why? Because the Ruchel was leaving and there was some simon that maybe an avera was taking place. You wouldn't think, based on the ordinary rules and regulations of Dinei Torah, that that would be enough of a basis. Yet Rebbe holds that it is enough of a basis. Zoysoy meres. Rebbe is very, very makbid when it comes to rumors. So the Gemara says, Meiridik, that the Mishnah that says, Anitan Aleshes is Rav understood is talking about where there were Edim that know for sure she was Mizana, and only then is the halacha afal pishakines yoitzi. You have two brises that are mashma not that way. You have two brises that are mashma that even if there weren't Edim that saw this nos take place, all it is a rumor that this nos took place. Even then, the halach is afal pichakinesi yoitzi. Rav knows about those brises, but Rav held that those brises are going aliba the Rebbe. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe who holds of mechur adavar. Rebbe's the one who's gives a lot of credence and credibility in halacha to something that just doesn't look right, even though it's really not proof beyond a reasonable doubt. But at the same time, Hoyle Mechur Adover Teitze, Hoyle Mechur Adover Teitze, in our mission, it's also Mechur Adover. Hanitin Aleish Hazish, and then the man ends up marrying this woman, so it's Mechur Adover. And that's why Rebbe would talk a whole Teitze. So Rav is the loik of the two brises that Rav Sheshes asked. Why would Rav argue with brises? By the way, we know Rav is a Tanu Palak, so Rav has the credentials to argue with a brisa. But it's always a last resort. It's always a b'dievet. Why in this case would he argue? Because in his mind, he wasn't arguing. He held that those brises were going Aliba the Rebbe. He didn't hold like Rebbe. And therefore, when he came to be mefarish the Mishnah, he wasn't mefarish the Mishnah, libe the Rebbe, he was mefarish the Mishnah the way he held. So what's the bottom line? The Hilchos Gavasi the Rav. The Halach is like Rav, who holds that rumors we don't give so much credibility to, and even our Mishnah, Nitin Aleisha, Sej, Afa Bishkin, Yitzi, Yitzi, Sungam, with the way Edom that actually saw this, Nos, the Hilchos Gavasi the Rebbe.
We pass like Rabbi. Then no, we give a lot of credibility to rumors. So the Gemara says, how could that be? Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. Right? It's a steer between the two halachas. The Gemara says, like Kasha, haba called the pasuk, haba called the lay pasuk. There's different types of rumors. A rumor that's pasuk, a rumor that comes to an end. Rashi says that there was, after the rumor spread that the Avera happened, there was another rumor that spread that the first rumor wasn't a real rumor. But the bottom line is, a rumor that expires, so that type of rumor you don't have to worry about. A kolot the lay pasuk, that is a rumor. So hilchas gavase de rav if it's a call of the pasuk. Hilchas gavase de rebbe if it's a call of the loy pasuk. So the Gemara says the loy pasuk veleka edim karebi. Right? If it's loy pasuk and there are no edim, then the halach is going to be like rebbe. Call of the pasuk veika edim karev. If it's a call of the pasuk, then if there's edim, that's the only time the halach is going to be that alpha bishkin is going to see like rav. So the Gemara call the pasuk adkama. What makes something a call of the pasuk? What makes something a call of the loy pasuk? I'm rabbi. Abaye said, I'm really aim. I heard from my mother. Do me the masa. Said that the chashudei ha'ir, the people that are chashud in the city, how long does a rumor last? Yoimo palga, a day and a half. So if the rumor lasts a day and a half, that's a real rumor. At that point already, hilchasagavasi the rebbe, that's when we give credibility to this type of rumor. For Leah Marin, the only time this is true, you have to read the fine print, of pasik beni beni. Only if it didn't stop in between. Pasik beni beni, but if there was an interim period in between where it stopped, meaning it was a day and a half, but there was an hour or two where things quieted down a little bit, hapasak, no, then that's already a call of the pasik. For Leah Marin, adlei pasik machmasira. When we say that it stopped, it's only considered stopping, meaning that it shouldn't be considered a rumor, is if it wasn't machmas yira. Avapach machmas yira. But if there were people that caused it to stop, meaning they came and they started threatening people, you continue to talk, it's not going to end well. Oh, machmas yira. Then, as far as halach is concerned, we don't look at it necessarily as a call of the pasuk. Additionally, v'loya marin el deleka oivin. The only time a coil has any credibility is if we know for sure that there's no one out to get this person. Aval ikka oivin. But to the extent that there's someone out to get this person, oivim hu damafkulu, then we always assume that maybe the oivim are the ones that spread this rumor, and as a result, this rumor would not have any credibility at all. Zok the Gemara Tanan Hasam. We learned in a Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masechtes Gittin. Hamoitzias Ishtei Mishum Shemra. If somebody divorces his wife, and the reason he divorced his wife is because of a Shemra, meaning people were spreading rumors about this woman that she did an Aveira, and the husband was very worried, and he gave her a get. Whether he had to or didn't have to is irrelevant. He went ahead and he gave her a get, simply based on the rumors. So the Halach is lo yachs. He's not going to remarry her. Mishum Neder. If somebody gave his wife a get because of a Neder, so she made a Neder that he didn't like, and as a result, he decided he wants to divorce her. Lo yachs, he shouldn't remarry her. Sholach le Rabba Bar Huna, the Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba Huna asked Rabba Rav Nachman, Lamdeinu Rabbeinu. This was his question. Kine smalcha yoitzi. If someone's moitzis ishta mishum shemra, don't remarry her. And if you do, right, you're not supposed to remarry her. Mishum neder, again, don't remarry her. What happens in both of these cases if they remarried her? What's talach? Amalesi told him Tanina. Said, I don't know, but I think I have a tzushtal. Our Mishnah, Nitin Aleisha says, Voitziyo mitachas yadai. Somebody was married, and there were rumors, and he divorced his wife. Afa pishakinesi yaitzi. So the halach is that even if he marries her, the halach is yaitzi, he has to give her a get. Now, who's the one that married her in the Mishnah? Someone else, the Baal. Meaning, even if the Baal would go ahead and marry her, he would have to give her a get. So what was he shtelling to? That you see from here that if Chazal say, don't get married, afa pishakines, Talach is Yaitzi. So maybe here too, Chazal said if someone divorces his wife because of a Shemra, someone divorces his wife because of a Neder, don't remarry her. What happens if you get married? Say, I don't know. But in our Mishnah, don't get married. If you get married, you have to divorce her. So to hear, Mistama, that would be the same halacha. So Amalei, so the Gemara says, this was Rabbi Bar Rav Nachman's tshuva to Rabbi Bar Huna. So Rabbi Bar Huna told him back, it's not a tzushtal, hasam hoitziyua, v'hacha hoitziya. He said, the Mishnah is talking about when this man divorced his wife, he was forced to divorce her by Beis Din. Why was he forced to divorce her? Because there were Edei Tumah. And because there were Edei Tumah, so there were Edom that actually saw what happened, so he was literally forced by Beis Din to give her a get. And being that he was forced by Beis Din to give her a get, so therefore, over there, the halacha is that if the boy marries her, he can't stay married to her. And the reason is because if Edom know that this took place, so then we have a halacha of Keshem Shasur Labal, Kach Hasur Labal, he's not let us stay married to her. But over here, it wasn't Hoitziyua. No one forced anyone to give a get. Over here, it was Hoitziyah. Punkti gave her a get. It wasn't forced by Beis Din. and it was something that he decided that he wanted to do. Oh, something that he decided that he wanted to do. Maybe over here the halach is going to be that if he remarries, he's not supposed to. That's what the halach is, but at the same, if he does, he could stay married. So the Gemara says, "Rabbi Bar Nosson." Rabbi Bar Nosson didn't know this distinction. So the Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Bar Nosson, Masisa Nami Hoytziyotnan. He had the Geirus in the Mishnah, not Hoytziyua. He had the Geirus in the Mishnah, Hoytziyua. In his opinion, the Mishnah wasn't talking about where there were Edei Toma. It was talking about where he divorced his wife simply because of a rumor. And still, the Mishnah says that Afa Pishakin Esiyotzi. So he thought it was a Tzushtel Afa Pishakin Esiyotzi. So it's interesting. We have here a Shaila whether the Geirus in the Mishnah is Hoytziyua. He was forced to give a get, or was that he punk gave again. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is the whole first part of the daf. Is the Mishnah talking about where there were Edei Tumah? There were actually Edim that saw this nos? Or is the Mishnah not talking about where there were Edei Tumah? If the Mishnah is talking about where there were Edei Tumah, there were Edim like Rav learned the Mishnah. So it's Hoytziyua, Bezdin forced her to give her again. Oh, so that's very different. We're talking about where Bezdin forced her to give again. It's a whole different parsha. The reason the Boil, after he marries her, can't stay with her, it's Kashem Shasru Labal, Kachasru Labal. But if the Geirus of the Mishnah is Hoytziya, like Rav Sheisha held, Amina Kinayim V'Shachav Rav, Amalah Hashmaita, so it's talking Fakared, it's talking about where he decided to give her again, it's talking about where it was Hoytziya, so then it would be a good Tzushta. But the Gemara says, Vakati Midami, I still don't understand the Tzushta. Again, what was the Shaila? Rabbi Barhuna asks Rabbi Bar Nachman a Shaila. The Mishnah says if someone's moitzi is ishto mishum shem ra, or his moitzi is ishto mishum neder, don't remarry her. Don't be machzik grushasai. Let's say you do. What's the halacha? So you told him I have a tzushta. The Mishnah says in our Mishnah, Yivamus Chavtale, that if somebody gives his wife a, if someone was nitan alishas ish, and then the husband divorced his wife, and then the bayil married her, afgishkin etzi oitzi, he said, oh, here's my tzushta. You want to know what the halacha is if a person violates the iser of getting married? The Mishnah says Afa Pishakin Esiyotzi. So probably there too. It's Afa Pishakin Esiyotzi. So the first tain of the Gemara was no. In our Mishnah, there's a real iser. It's not just a rumor. Kishem Shasru Lebal, Kachasru Lebal. Yena Mishnah is not talking about whether there's a real iser. No. So the Gemara says Rabbi Nachman held it was in our Mishnah also not a real iser. Our Mishnah is not talking about Edei Toma. Our Mishnah is talking about where all it is a rumor. But the Gemara says I have another problem. Vakati midami hach over here baal v'hasam baal. In our Mishnah, who has to give a get even if he marries her? It's the baal. The Mishnah over there is talking about the Baal wants to remarry her. Isn't it different? Amalei told him, Shnaper Dami Adadi. No, I still think it's a Tzushtal. Hacham Rabbanu Lo Yichnois. Over here the Rabbanan said, don't get married. Vim Kines Yoitzi. Hachanami Am Rabbanu Lo Yachzer. Vim Kines Lo Yoitzi. What difference does it make if it's the Baal or the Baal? I don't think it should be different. The Mar says, no, Valoihi. It is a difference. Because Hassam over there, Alume Almalakala. The reason in our Mishnah is the Hassam. The reason in our Mishnah, the Allah is we tell him that even if you get married, you have to give her again, is because by you marrying her, you're giving credibility to the rumor. And it's for that reason you have to give her again. Hacham Rinan Kamble Bekala Velase. Over here, Fakir. This man divorced his wife because of a rumor. Now he wants to take her back. That's not giving credibility to the rumor. To the contrary, what's that doing? It's knocking out the rumor. He's basically saying, yeah, there was a rumor that was spread. As a result, I was worried. So he went ahead and he divorced his wife. But now he looked into it a little bit and he realized that the rumor must have been Layayot Varmiyayot. So now he wants to take her back. So in our Mishnah, Afa Pishna Kines Yoitzi, because you're giving credibility to the rumor. Over there, it would make sense that Afa Pishna Kines Fakert Layayotzi, you should be able to stay married. Because by staying married and taking her back, that actually debunks the rumor. It makes her look good. It's good for everyone's reputation. Bottom line is, that's this shakl v'tayr in the Gemara. Moving along, it's up to Mishnah. So the topic of the previous Mishnah, a digression from Yevamos, we're starting Arba Achim tomorrow, so this digression is not going to last long, but for right now we have a little bit of a digression where we're talking not about sugis of Yevamos and Zika and Maimer and Reb Shimon Zeshesach Shalei Hoya Bay Lamai, but what we're talking about is a situation where a person finds himself in a matziv where he has to behave a certain way because otherwise people might start spreading rumors about him that are not going to be good for his reputation. So, can't you argue, is a person achroi for his reputation? Who cares? They want to talk? Let them talk. Eibishter knows the truth. It's not so poshut. There's an Indian of Hasem Rimcha Ikshus Peh, Ulezus Sifasayim Harchik Mimecha. Either way, more on this note. Zok to Mishnah. Hamevi get Mimedina Sayam. Somebody brought a get Mimedina Sayam. Va'omer, he said, Befanei Nechtav, Ubefanei Nechtam. Says the Mishnah, Lo Yisos Ishtoi, this man is not allowed to marry the wife of the man who is divorcing his wife. So what's this Mishnah talking about? The context of this Mishnah is the very first Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah says, Amevi get Mimedina Sayam, Tzorach Sheyoyma, Befanei Nechtav, Ubefanei Nechtav. The case is where there's a man that wants to divorce his wife. The man lives in Medina Sayam, somewhere in Chutz La'aretz, and his wife is living in Eretz Yisrael right now. He sent a shliach lohilacha. He sent a shliach. I want you to be my shliach. I want you to have power of attorney to go divorce my wife on my behalf. This shliach arrives in Beis Din, and he hands over the get. The halach is, the only time the get is going to be considered a good get is if the shliach can testify and say the following. Befanai nechtam, the get was written in my presence, ubefanai nechtam, and it was signed in my presence. Now this is only true if someone's mevi get memdina sayam. If someone's mevi get in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to say befanai nechtam, ubefanai nechtam. But if someone's a mevi get memdina sayam to Eretz Yisrael, he's a shliach lo ilacha, there's a din, he has to say befanai nechtam, ubefanai nechtam. Now there's a tremendous machloikis amayram, it's the first sugi masech that's get in Rabba in Rava, why a shliach lo ilacha has to say befanai nechtam, ubefanai nechtam. Rabba said the reason is, l'fisha im beki in lishma, because the seifrim in chutz la'aretz weren't baki in lishma, and the din is that a get isha has to be written lishma. So simply to make sure that the get isha was written lishma, the shliach says, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, ayin gittin, daf beis amid beis, agittin daf gimel amid aleph. Rava said, l'fisha ein eidem etzuyin l'kaima. The reason is because there aren't so many people that travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And we're concerned that maybe the Baal at some point is going to be ma'ar on the get. He's going to say, this get never happened. So what's the halach if someone's ma'ar on a shtar? Kiyim shtaris. You have to verify that the Edom that signed on the shtar are real Edom. Now, you're going to start scrambling for Kim Shtaris, you're going to have a problem. So simply because of the fact that we're dealing with marriage and Eish Ish, and the stakes are really, really high, so Chazal said, we need to make sure that as soon as the get is given, we alleviate any chashash that the husband at some future date is going to come and be ma'ara on the shtar. So the Eid says, the Shliach does, b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtav, that constitutes Kim Shtaris. Like this, if the Baal is going to come be ma'ara later, you're not going to have to worry about it. This is the very, 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 very brief version of the first few daf in the Masechet is getting. So the Mishnah says that what happens if there was a shliach loyloch and he brought a get memdina sayam to Eretz Yisrael and he did what he was supposed to do. He said the immortal words, b'fanai nechtav u'b'fanai nechtam. And Beis Din said, we're makab. So he takes the get, he gives it over to this woman, she's megureshes. And then the shliach says, turns around to the woman and he says, harayat mekudeshes li b'tabas zu kedas moshe v'Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, that's not okay. Lo yisos ishtoi. He shouldn't marry her. It's not fine. And the reason is, says Rashi, because what does it look like? It looks like maybe this person's not really telling the truth. Maybe this man really never divorced his wife. What do you mean? He said, b'fanei nechtav. I understand, he said it. But maybe he's lying. And the raglayim ledavar is, he just proposed to her. He decided that he wants to marry her. So, this is not something that's okay. A similar halacha. What happens if a man comes from Medina Sayyam? And there was a woman whose husband had been away for a long time, and she's in this quasi-state of aguna. She doesn't know where her husband is. She's waiting for him to show up, and in the meantime, she's an HSI. She's not allowed to get married. So this man comes into Beis Din, and he says, Mace, I saw your husband. He died. Haraktiv. He says, I actually killed him. Meaning, not only did he die, I'm the one who killed him. He knew who. I killed him, but together with somebody else. So here too says the Mishnah Lo Yisa Zishtai that he himself should not marry this woman. Rabbi Huda says, Harakdiv, if he says, I killed him, Loitinase Ishtai. Not only can he not marry his wife, no one's allowed to marry her. If a person says, I'm the one that killed her, so there's an inherent flaw in the Eidos, as we'll see in the Gemara, so no one's allowed to marry her. Hirak nu hu. If he says, I killed her together with somebody else, then she will be able to get married. Now, the backdrop of the second part of the Mishnah is sugis in the end of Masechtas Yevamos. Sugis in Periko Isha Rabba, Periko Mevi, that's at the very, very end of the Masechta. And over there, what emerges is that if a woman's husband has been missing for some time, and then an eid echot, one eid comes and says that I saw this man, he's not alive anymore. The halach is that even though ordinarily the rule is ein dava shebe'er v'pachas mishnayim, but over here an eid echot would be believed to say that this man is actually not alive. And the reason is mishum aguna akilu be rabbanu. The rabbanu will make it when it comes to an aguna and they allowed it to get married. So that's the backdrop to the second part of the Mishnah. An eid echot walks into Beis Din and says, this man, Ruvain, who's been missing, mace, he's dead. Haraktiv, I physically killed him with my own hands. Hiragnuhu, I killed him, but I couldn't do it by myself. Somebody help me. In these three cases, the halach is this woman's going to be able to get married, say the Chachamim. Aber, at the same time, lo yisdish, you don't marry her. Why? So, Grashi again. Hasim mimcha ikshus peh ulazus fasayim harchek mimecha. Rabbi Yehuda says that in the case where he says, I killed him myself, she can't get married at all because we don't believe him. Because he's a Reitzeach. So you'd be Makabal the Eidus of a Reitzeach. Hiragu, if he says, I killed her with somebody else, then already she can get married. The Gemara is going to ask, what's the difference between if I killed him myself, I killed him with somebody else. Either way, we shouldn't accept his Eidus. Zok to Gemara. So the first part of the Mishnah discussed a case of Hamevi get Medina Sayon. The first sugi masach des gittin, and then the second part of the Mishnah discussed the laws of mishum aguna kel be rabbana and the fact that in eid achad is believed when it comes to eid asisha. So first, the first part of the Mishnah. Hamevi get medina sayam va'amar b'fanai nechta v'b'fanai nechtam lo yisas ishta. So the Gemara time of the medina sayam. It sounds like the only time this halach is true is if the person came from medina sayam. Why dolek kasam china? Because we're relying on him. The fact that he came from medina sayam, he's not just a shliach, he's not just a messenger, but he's actually saying something. He's a shtickle and aid. He's saying b'fanai nech, b'fanai nechtam. It's over there that the halachas don't get married. Avol me'eretz Yisrael, but let's say he was coming from Eretz Yisrael, the lava lech, kosam chinam, where he would not have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. All he's doing is delivering the get. Yisos ishta, it sounds like he would be able to marry this woman. Why? Because we're not relying on him. Right? The whole problem of hasim imcha ikshus peh is if he's an aid. But over here, he's not an aid. Frank the Gemara, is that true? Vamez. In the case where a man walks into Bezdin and he says, I saw your husband die. That Mishnah said, what? Don't get married. But over there, the lava le'akosam chino. We're not relying on him. What are you going to say? What do you mean? Of course we're relying on him. He's an aid echad. We're relying on him. The Gemara says, no, because the Amar married each a daiko mincibah. Because Chazal said that one of the reasons we will make him when it comes to aguna is because we assume that a woman, if she really is concerned that her husband might be alive, she'll never marry somebody else. Because she's afraid to get married to someone else, have children, and then the children end up being mamzerim. Isha daiko mincibah. So really, we assume that she's doing her own work. So even though he's the one that is the aid, but at the end of the day, we're not just relying on his aidas. We're relying on her as well. And still, Viktori lo yisas ishtoi. And it says that he's not allowed to marry his wife. So what's the kasha? From the Reisha, the Mishnah, it's mashma, only if we're relying on him exclusively. B'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam. That's when the halachas al yisa sishta. But if someone's maybe get me Eretz Yisrael, right, what's the deal? Maybe get me Medina Sayyam. But it sounds like if you maybe get me Eretz Yisrael, this wouldn't be the halacha. Yet when it comes to the Eid Echad, the Eidos Isha, where we're not relying on him exclusively, because we're also relying on the fact that she herself is going to do her own due diligence, still the halachas al yisa sishta. Mar says, nah, it's not a tushtal. Hasal eka ksava, hacha ika ksava. At the end of the day, it's still not the same. Why? If someone brings a get from Eretz Yisrael, so over there, you're not relying on him at all. Over there, it's the get. The get is doing all the talking. So because it's all on the get, so therefore, there's no problem with this man going and marrying this woman. If he says, it's a problem. Otherwise not. When it comes to Eid HaSisha, it's true, we're relying on her as well. But as much as we're relying on her, at the same time, we're also shtichel relying on him. He's the one that's saying Eidus. There's no ksav. He doesn't physically have a piece of paper over here. The Tanan, and there's a precedent for this chilek, a gemara at the very, very, very end of the Masechta. Ma ben get lemiso, shaksav moichiach, ayin rashi, what the context is. But again, you see this chilek, that there's an afkamina between Eidus Isha and a get. Get, at the end of the day, you have the ksav, that's moichiach. When it comes to Eidus Isha, you don't have a ksav moichiach, that's the chilek. Zok to gemara, meis harak tevi ragnula yisas isha. Second part of the Mishnah was talking about where it was Eidus Isha. So again, a man walks into Bezdin and he says, meis, this man's been missing, and he says, I saw him. He's not alive. Haraktiv, I killed him. Hiraknuhu, I killed him together with somebody else. Zok to Mishnah, lo yises ishtoi, don't marry. Now, it's mashma, he can't marry her. But she herself, if she wants to get married, she could get married. Rabbi Yehuda argued, he said, haraktiv, if he says, I killed her, lo yikinas ishtoi, then she's not allowed to get married at all. Says the Gemara. The Shita Sachacham is that if a man says, I killed your husband, she can get married. It's great. We have the Eid Echad that we were looking for. Now, he can't marry her because that doesn't look good. But if she wants to get married, that's fine. Zok Gemara, who knew the law Yisrael Zishtai? He can't marry. Halachat Hinasei. She could get married to somebody else. How could that be? In fact, Amar Rav Yosef said, Pliny Ravani Lainzi, if somebody walks into Bezdin and he says, somebody was Reveyami, Mishkov Zachar, and he did a Lainzi, he forced me. So the halach is, Huva Acher Mitztar from Lahargoy. He counts as one of the Eidim. It's a big Kiddush. But the halach is, even though he's a shtickle Baldover here, right? He is the one that was the victim. But if he says, Pliny Ravani, the halach is he can be misarif with somebody else to kill this person, to testify in court. The halach is mishkav zachar, he'll be chayv misa. This is something they can do. Let's say he says, I did this avera, but it had, I mean, Pliny was ravini, but I was complicit, I was okay with it. So then the halach is rashahu. So this person now is a rasha because he himself was involved in the avera mishkav zachar. That Torah Amr, it says in the Torah, Atashas Yadchem Rasha Liya said, Chamas, that a rasha is pasal eidos. So if a rasha is pasal eidos, he can't say eidos. So what do you see from here? That if a person says that I myself was involved in this avera, so he's now posel eidos. And what's the reason that he's posel eidos? Because he just implicated himself. He made himself into a Rasha. A Rasha can't say Eidos. So how in our Mishnah, Freik the Gemara, could the Chachamim say that? If a man walks to the bez and says, I killed your husband. Oh, perfect. We were waiting for this piece of news. I'm glad you killed him. Now's the Eidos, she can get married. How could she get married? He's a Rasha. Why is it different than Rav Yosef's halacha of Ploini, Rivoni, Lertzoini, with halacha is? He's not believed. Now, who's the Kasha? The Kasha is on the Mishnah or the Kasha is on Rav Yosef? It's on Rav Yosef, right? Rav Yosef's the Amora. The Mishnah is the Mishnah. But it's a kasha Rav Yosef. How could Rav Yosef then say that Ploini, Rivoni, Lertzoini, the Loch is, he's a Rasha and he's not believed to say Eidos? The Churif in the Mishnah, you see, he is believed to say Eidos. Now, the truth is, in the Mishnah, you see that the Chachamim hold that he's believed to say Eidos. Rav Yehuda holds not. So in theory, Rav Yosef could always say, I'm going according to the Chachamim. I'm going according to Rav Yehuda, right? Because according to Rav Yehuda, the Loch is that he's talking not. Believed. So really, Rav Yosef Shita, we're asking a kasha, we're coming with a blitz. How does Rav Yosef shtim with the Chachamim, I hear. But shtims very nicely with Rav Yehuda. The Gemara is going to attempt to say that in the course of its discussion and shita's Rav Yosef. But that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, maybe there's a pashta chilek. Maybe v'chite mashani edus isha da'akidu b'rabanon. We know edus isha is mokulo dig. And edachot's believed by edus isha, mishum maguna akidu b'rabanon. So maybe when it comes to edus isha, it's mokulo dig. Meaning, ordinarily, a rosh is not believed to say edus. But edus isha, you have so many kulois. So even if the guy himself, the reitzeach, walks into Bezdin and his blood on his hands, he says, I killed him. But it's Eidus Isha. Eidus Isha, it's a kula. So don't shtel to Mishkov Zachar to Eidus Isha. Eidus Isha is Mishum Aguna. Kilo Meir Rabbanim. Dimar says, no, can't be. Because if I'm Rabbanasha said not like that. He said, Gazel to the frame Kashal Eidus Isha. Someone that's a Rasha, because of doing Isuri de Rabbanon, he's allowed to say Eidus Isha, even though he's possible for Eidus. But for Eidus Isha, he's believed. Gazel to Divrei Torah. But if someone's a Rasha, because he did Averis Midai Raisa, like he's a Gazlan on a biblical level, Pasal Eidus Isha. So the Lachas is Pasal Eidus Isha. What do you see? There's no chilik between Eidus Isha and Ad Eidus Isha. So again, how could Rav Yosef go connected to Chachamim? The world doesn't want to entertain now that maybe he met Rav Yehuda. We're assuming that he wants to shim with the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold that the Reitzeach is believed to say Eidus. So why is it that Pliny Ravani Lurtzoini, even though he's saying that he's in a Palavera? And don't tell me that, oh, maybe Eidus Isha is different because you see Rav Nasha said not that way. So the Gemara says, no, maybe. Name of Rav Menashe Damar Rav Yehuda. Maybe Rav Yosef will tell you, I know what Rav Menashe said. And I happen to agree with Rav Menashe. But Rav Menashe was only saying it Aliba de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, he's saying that Eidus Isha, the Halacha is going to be, that a Gazlan Dairaisa is going to be possible. And that would be very nice. Why Rav Yehuda said in our Mishnah that Shinstak cannot believe. But according to the Chachamim, maybe there is a nafgamina between Eidos Isha and not Eidos Isha, and that's why, even though Pliny Ravaini Lertzaini, he's not believed to say Eidos, but in our Mishnah he is believed because it's Eidos Isha. So the Gemara says, okay, that would answer Rav Yosef, but is Rav Menashe himself mechuyev to learn that way? It's a little bit of a tricky Gemara. Is Rav Menashe himself mechuyev to learn that way? The Gemara says, no, I'm like Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe will tell you, I hear from Yosef, you want to say it, b'sei de Gomar. But I'm telling you now, I didn't mean Rav Yehuda. I meant it, Alibi de Chachamim. I know that Amri Afilo de Rabbanon. I meant it even according to Rabbanon. I mean, even the Rabbanon hold that by Eidos Isha, the halacha is that a Rasha Dairaisa is going to be possible Eidos. If that's the case, so why is it if the person walks in the Besen and says that I killed somebody, we listen to his Eidos, Vatam the Rabbanon Hach, and Pshan the Rabbanon over here is Kedir Rava. Amar Rava said, Adam Karvei Tzal Atzmoy, Ve'in Adam Mesem Atzmoy Rasha. Very well known halacha, and that is a person is not believed to make himself into a Rasha. And because a person is not believed to make himself into a Rasha, so it's for that reason, if he says, I killed someone, the halacha is that he is not going to be believed to say that he actually killed him. We believe him that the person died, but we don't believe him that he killed him. And as a result, he doesn't have a din of a rasha. And because he doesn't have a din of a rasha, so it's for that reason the halacha is if she wants to get married to somebody else, she would be able to get married to somebody else. Now this teretz is going to work according to Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe said that even though I said that when it comes to Eidus Isha, Rasha's possible Eidus, and from the Chacham and the Mishnah, you see not that way. No, it's not a kasha, because in the Chacham and the Mishnah, we're not talking about an established Rasha. We're talking about a person that implicated himself as a Rasha. He said, how do you know he's a Rasha? Because he said he killed somebody. Eidus the Mesa, Matzmei Rasha. But this is not going to help us for Rav Yosef. Because Rav Yosef clearly said, Ploini Rav Oini Lertzoini, that Dalach is, we look at him as a Rasha, and therefore he's not believed to say Eidus on the Reveya. I ain't of the Mesa Matzmei Rasha. So obviously Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold of the kind of ain't of the Mesa Matzmei Rasha. So the Gemara now is going back to its original question. We'll recap this in a second. So Freik the Gemara has Rabbi Yosef shtim with the Mishnah. At the end of the day, you see from the Mishnah that if a person says Haraktiv, I killed, he's believed. I, Rabbi Yosef, said that a person's not believed. And ain't of the Mesa Matzmei Rasha, so the Gemara says, Lame Rabbi Yosef, Amak Rabbi Yehuda. May Rabbi Yosef hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Amak Rabbi Yosef, and not Dami Afilu Rabbanon. I hold even like the Rabbanon. Shani Edus Isha, Dakilu Be Rabbanon. I hold Edus Isha is different. Dakilu be rabbanon. Iver Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe said not that way. Rav Menashe said that even by Eidos Isha, Rashi's pasul Eidos. Yeah, Rav Menashe, Damar Rav Yehuda. When he said that, he was going galibah the Rav Yehuda. In other words, in the Mishnah, it was mavur. It's not an easy gemara, but it was mavur in the Mishnah that if a person would walk into Beis Din and he would say, "There's a woman. She's married. Her husband went away for a long time. We have no idea where he is." He said, "I know where he is. He's dead. And now I know he's dead. I physically killed him with my own bare hands. I killed this man." So the halach is he can't marry her. But if she wants to get married to somebody else, she would be allowed to get married to somebody else. This is something that would be okay. And really, this halach is a very, very big chiddush. The reason it's very big chiddush is because if he said himself that he killed her, so he's a Rasha. So if he's a Rasha, we know a Rasha's Pasul Eidos. So for Rasha's Pasul Eidos, so why should it be okay for him to be able to... For us, why should we accept his Eidos, and why should she be able to get married? And really what emerged from the Gemara is one of two things. Either we can say that being that it's Eidos Isha, by Eidos Isha, Akilu Bei Rabbanan, or we can say that Adam Karev Eitzel Atzmai Ve'en Adam Esam Atzmai Rasha. How do you know that this person did the Avera? Only because he himself's the one that said he did the Avera. Okay, if he's the one that said he did the Avera, we don't accept his Eidos. Ein Adam Esam Atzmai Rasha. A person doesn't have the ability to implicate himself. And as a result, it's for that reason, we wouldn't accept it. But the bottom line is, Zokta Yomaro, that either you'll have to be Miyashiv, that it's Eidos Isha, Mishum Eidos Isha, Akilu Bei Rabbanon, or you can have to say it's because of Ein Adam Esam Atzmai Rasha. Now the Gemara Cheshbin didn't, what Rabbi Yosef said, and what Rabbi Menashe said. So that's just in the cheshbon of the Gemara. But what comes out of the Maskana is, at first glance, it's very hard to learn the Mishnah, but the Maskana, there's two very poshta terutzim, how to understand the Mishnah. So the last part of the Mishnah was, Haraktiv hiragnu tinase. So Rabbi Yehuda said, he argued with this huge chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda said, I disagree. If a man comes and he says, I killed this woman, the halacha is, lo tinase ishta, his wife is not allowed to get married. He says, however, hiragnu, if I killed her with somebody else, then she would be able to get married. So the Gemara says, Maishnah haraktiv umaishna hiragnu. What's the difference if he says I killed him myself or if I killed him with somebody else? Either way, l'chayra, he's implicating himself. So why do we trust his Eidos? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, but no, the case of Ragnu is not he said I killed with somebody else, but it's where he's talking about where he said Ani hayisi im hargav, I didn't kill, but I was with the person that killed him. Zokta Gemara, Vatanya, we learned in a brayso, Amru loy the Rabbi Yehuda, they told Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, there was a story, Balistim echad sheyotze lahareg b'megizas kaputka. There was a story with a listim. He was a robber. And he was on death row in Kaputki. They told him, Luchu Imrula, and as he's on death row, so they asked him, is there anything you want to say, like final words? He said, yeah. He says, go tell Esha Shimon ben Koyin, the wife of Shimon ben Koyin, Ani Arakti as Baila. I killed her husband. I know she's an Aguna, and before I die, I want to make a confession, and I want her to know that I killed her husband. And I did it b'chnisasai l'lud. I did it as I was entering l'lud. Some say b'chnisasai l'lud. But and when he was entering l'lud. But the bottom line is, and they went ahead and they allowed her to get married. So the Chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda, how could you tell me haraktiv loytinase? There was a real story where this happened. Amalam, he told me, Sham Raya, you're telling me a Raya from there, but Imra Anio Yisim Hargov. No, that's not what happened. What happened was the person said, I was together with the Hargim, and in that case, it's going to be okay. Faith the Gemara of a listin Kitani wasn't the story. He was a listin. This man was on death row. You see, he was a Rasha. Right? It's clear this person was a Rasha. The Gemara said, no, listiyos. It's talking about where he was killed together with listiyos, meaning he was the Memshala, they caught people, and he was there. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and he got fachat. He's on death row. Yeah, like Daiku Vikatli. It was a non-Jewish court, and they were killing him. But not because he really deserved to die. What do you see from here? You see Vahatanya, you see Benichusa, right? You see this is a raya to the way the Gemara is explaining Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a person says, I killed, then no, then this woman wouldn't be able to get married. If I was there together with the people that killed, so that's already a good eidos, and you see that must be what Rabbi Yehuda held, because in this braisa, where the Gemara tells this, Maisa Shahaya Kachay, it's actually interesting because we always speak out that Rabbi Yehuda is always bringing maises to support his opinion. Over here, Rabbi Yehuda said, Ashita, Amrulay, the Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, right? They came to Rabbi Yehuda with a Maisa. But what did Rabbi Yehuda tell him? You don't know the Maisa. That's not what happened. Let me tell you the story. Misham Raya, that wasn't the Maisa. But either way, this is a little bit the Chachamim are beating Rabbi Yehuda at Rabbi Yehuda's game and will exhale. So, just two ha'aras as it relates to the to today's daf. So the first is more on, you know, the first part of the daf, the case of a nitan, and then the second ha'ara will be something a little bit light that touches on today's daf and the chulu. That is, so the topic of the majority of the daf was the Mishnah on daf Chaf Dalet on the days. The Mishnah discusses a man that's chashud. He's chashud that he was mezana with a woman. And the Mishnah mentioned the resha and the seifa. The resha was where the man was nitan, he's a chashud on a shifcha or on an oivedes koichavim. And then the shifcha was nishtacher or the oivedes koichavim was niskaira. He wants to marry her. So the Mishnah says, "Areza lo yichnois." He's not allowed to marry her. The imkines, and if he marries her, emaitzim miyot. If this man was chashan on an hsh, and then her husband divorced her, then areza lo yichnois. And if he gets married to her, afal pishakines yoytzi, the halach is going to be that he's going to have to get married. So yesterday we talked about the first part of the Mishnah, the Gemara did, and today the Gemara discussed the second part of the Mishnah. I want to revisit the first part of the Mishnah. So the first part of the Mishnah is Hanitan ala shifcha v'nishtachra oy alo yvedes kechavim v'nishkaira hareza lo yichnois. The halacha is that he's not allowed to get married. And the Gemara said, why? Why is he not allowed to get married? So Gemara said, because it says a pasuk in Mishlei, which is the theme of today's daf as well. Haser mimcha ikshus peh, ulezus fasayim harchik mimecha. Right now, people are spreading rumors that this man was mezana with this oivedes kechamu, this non-Jewish woman. If he marries her, he's going to give credibility to the rumor. And being that he's going to give credibility to the rumor, it's for that reason we tell him that this is not something you're allowed to do. This Mishnah, not surprisingly, is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Evin Ezra Simin Yud Aleph Sivkot and Hey Paskins. Hanitan Mishifcha V'Nachris V'Neskaira V'Neshtachra. If somebody was accused of doing an Avera with a Shifcha, with a Nachris, and now they were freed, or Neskaira, so that he's in a position now that if he wants to marry them, he can marry them. Lo Yichnoi says the Mechaber, Vim Kines, but B'Dievet, if he marries her, Yoitzi, Lo Yoitzi, he does not have to give her a get. And the Makar is the ratio of the Mishnah, the Chavdalad on the base, and the ensuing Gemara, this is the Makar to this Halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in Igros Moshe, and this is in Evin Ezer Chelek Aleph Simin Chav Zayin. So he was asked the following question. Now it's interesting. The Shoyel was a Rav. The way Rav Moshe describes him is Rav Echad Samuch Le Pittsburgh. So he lived near Pittsburgh. Now this Shoyel was in 1951. So in 1951, a Rav in a suburb of Pittsburgh, it seems, asked Rav Moshe the following question. He said there's someone in his Kehila that was married to a non-Jewish woman for 8 years. And now this woman was Megayer. His shaila was, is this man allowed to marry his wife now, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? Or is he not allowed to marry her, Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? And the shaila was coming from a Mishnah. A Mishnah Masech Tzivam, Staf Chav Dal on the base. The Mishnah says, "Hanitan ala shivcha v'nishtachra, oy aloy vedes koychavim v'nisgayra, hareze lo yichnois." Now, b'diavad they could stay married, but the shaila wasn't b'diavad. The shaila was lechatchila. They're married for 8 years. That wasn't kedas Moshe v'Yisrael. Now they want to get married b'chuppah v'kedushin. And the question that the Rav asked Rav Moshe was, "Is this okay? Could they get married?" He's a man that was married to a non-Jewish woman, where the halacha is that if she's nisgaira, hareza lo yichnois, and it's brought down to Shulchan Aruch, heaven has a simin yod aleph sivkaneh. So this is the question that he asks. Is he allowed to get married to her, or is he not allowed to get married to her? So Rav Moshe said, that look in the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Rashi says, what's this halacha of hanitan ala shifcha v'nishtachra avedas kechav v'nisgaira hareza lo yichnois? Rashi says, we're talking about someone that's a chashud. Kaloimar, shetoyan in all of divrei laz. That's why he's a nitan, like a nizek. They're tining on him. They're saying about him that he did an avera. There's a rumor. What's the issue? The issue is that he's going to get married, so now all of a sudden it's going to give credibility to the rumor. So to prevent giving credibility to the rumor, which is an Indian, so we tell this person, that you shall not go and marry this woman. Zokra Moshe, it's clear that Rashi learned the sugya, that the whole Indian of is because you're giving credibility to a rumor. Ramesh said, in your case, it's not a rumor. In your case, it's the news. It's a fact. He's been living with her for 8 years. You're not giving credibility to any rumor by letting them get married. He says, it's possible you can get married. It wasn't the Shaila. He says, the whole Indian over here is because of establishing and giving credibility to the rumor. But over here, it's a Nitkan rumor. Over here, everybody knows they've been living together. Nebuch, but this is the way they've been living. So because it's not a rumor, it's poshet halacha, the Mishnah doesn't apply. Over here, it's more kuladig, ironically. And over here, he says, I raise a yichnas. You can get married. Zokra Moshe, but it's not so poshet. He says, because if you look in the Rishonim, if you look in the Nemuka Yosef, the Nemuka Yosef says that this halacha of anitan ala shifcha neshtach oy ala vedes kecham and eskai reza l'yichlitz is even if Edom would step forward and Edom would say, we know for sure that Avera happened. So we know for sure that Avera happened, still the halacha would be our reza l'yichlitz. And Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way. Aba azoi shteit in the Nemuka Yosef and he brings a raya from a taisefta. So Zokra Moshe, in Rashi's pshat in the sugi, it's poshet, the shayel doesn't even have feast. Aba the Nemuka Yosef says not that way. And because the Nemuka Yosef says not that way, so in the Nemuka Yosef already, it's mavur that's not the halacha. So it, now that even the, when they're Edom, still this is going to be a problem. So maybe there should be an issue. But Ramosha said that it's pasha to him that even in the Mukhi Yosef wouldn't be a problem. He says why? Because at the end of the day, the Gemara says that what's the Inyan? Haser mimcha ikshus peh ulezus sifa saim harchik mimecha. It's all about not making yourself look bad. What do you mean? If they're Edei Toma, so how are you making yourself look bad? Everybody knows that anyways. The Teretz is just because they're Edom, that walked into Beis Din and testified that this man was mezana with this woman, it doesn't mean that the whole world knows. It doesn't mean that it's mefursim. It just means that it's not a rumor. It's a fact. Be'enei Beis Din, it's a fact. Be'enei Hamakim, it's a fact. But be'enei Abriyos, it's still not a fact. And it's for that reason the Gemara said, don't get married. Because if you're going to go in and get married, now you're going to be mefarsimit. And there's an inyan not to be mefarsim in Avera. He tells the Gemara, Yuma Peva, but the Gemara said, if someone does an Avera, don't be mefarsim. Ashrei Adam Kesui Chet, right? It's always praiseworthy not to go ahead and to be mefarsim your Averas. So, of course, the halacha says that the Mukhi Yosef is going to be true, even if there are Edom. But at the end of the day, it's only because of the fact that even though there are Edom, it doesn't necessarily mean everyone knows. And if it doesn't necessarily mean everyone knows, so therefore there's still an inyan for you to be machasid and for you to not go out and let everybody know. But he says in this case, it's already mefursim. Here, literally everybody knows. They've been living as husband and wife for all these years. So you're not establishing anything. There's nothing happening by you going ahead and getting married. Kedas Moshe v'Yisrael in the world of Hasem Mimcha Ikshus Pelu Zuz Fasayim Harchik Mimecho. So said Ramosha, I believe that even according to the Nemuka Yosef, it's still not going to be brown. But then Ramosha went further and he said there is another Shita Sarishayim. The Rashban, the Ritva. He says, if you look at the Rashban, the Ritva, they also like the Nemuka Yosef. They learn that the halach of the Mishnah is going to be true even if they were Edei Toma. And they explain that what's the inyan? The issue is because there's a hasim emcha ikshus pelus zus vasayim harchik mimecha that people are going to spread rumors that maybe the geirus of the woman wasn't a true geirus. That's what the issue is. That maybe her geirus wasn't a real bona fide geirus, and therefore don't go ahead and do this because people are going to spread rumors on the geirus. But Ramosha said in this case he doesn't think it's a problem either because the Rashban, the Ritva, were talking about when they were mezana and now all of a sudden they want to get married. So now you're going to tell me people are going to say she never really wanted to be married. This man was married to her for 8 years. He doesn't seem to have a problem being married to her even though she's not a Jewish woman. So what are people going to say? They're going to start spreading rumors. Oh, she must have done a geirus, a conversion, so she can marry this man. They have a family. They've been living together for years. So that can't be the taina. So Ramosha said, I went through all the Rishonim, Rashi, the Mukhi Yosef, the Rashban, the Ritva, with his incredible koich, that Teir Ramosha said, push it to me. It's not even a shayla. There is no issue. This couple can get married. The halach of the Mishnah, Reza lo yichnois, is not going to apply. But then Ramosha told the Rav in Pittsburgh, he said, but there's one thing I do have a little bit of an issue with. He says, your shayla, which is, could they get married? Could they not get married? The Mishnah, Yavamas, Chavdal, Ramabez, I have no problem with that Mishnah. It's lechatchila. It's kinegra Mishnah in Shas. It's kinegra Sivkot in Shulchan Aruch. But for that, you have to be Ramosh. He says poshut. It's not the same thing. And in this case, you're not a nitan. You're not a choshud. You're not just Eidei Toma. They were married. Once they're married, it's very, very different. But Ramosh, I'll tell you what I'm not comfortable with. I'm not comfortable with the Geiris. He says, every Geiris, he says, it's very darkest thing. And you have to make sure that the person's being Mekabel, Torah and Mitzvahs. And he says, I don't know. I'm not comfortable. He told the Rav Bekitzi he wasn't comfortable with him presiding over this Geiris. That was what he told him. And he gave him a few reasons. One of the reasons he told him is not Shaykh. He said, because a ger has to be mekabel all Torah v'mitzvahs. So he says, this woman is being megayer, right? What's her hasaga of Torah mitzvahs? Probably her husband, right? Sounds like she's his mentor. She's his rebbe. He says, no, what kind of rebbe is he? A man that lived with a shiksa for 8 years? He's the rebbe. So probably in her mind, what does it mean to be a yid? Oh, to look like my husband. Oh, he's a good Jew. He says, this guy is not a geris of kabbalist mitzvahs of being like your husband. Fire to good guy. So that's not going to be a geiris. So Moshe said, the geiris is something that I'm not so comfortable with. So he says, you want to know your Shiloh, the Sivkot and Shulchan Aruch? I got no problem with that. He says, I just don't know. You have to make sure that there's going to be a good geiris. So he told him that in the city of Pittsburgh, there's Gedolim, there's big Rabbanim there. So he told him, go to Pittsburgh. He says, you go to Pittsburgh, you'll find the Chashev Rav, and over there, let someone over there preside over the geiris. And if you find someone there to preside over the geiris, that's where it's going to be okay. Now, the truth is that, you know, Pittsburgh wants upon a time was an Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael. It was Mamish. This is 1951. It was Mamish an Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael. You know, yesterday we were talking about Hagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zeichet Tzadik, V'Kodesh Levracha. We were talking about how he was a Sinai, right? Reb Chaim was a great Sinai. We always talk about Reuven Margolis, who was a great Sinai. Right, when you think of Sinai, Rabbi Avadi Yosef comes to mind as being a great Sinai. In 1951 in Pittsburgh, unbeknownst to many, one of the great Sinais of all time was living. He was a tremendous guy, and his name was Reb Zev Wolf Leiter. Reb Zev Wolf Leiter was an incredible Sinai. He was a tremendous Baki, a Hafeldinger Baki. The Welt says that it was Margula Bepume. He used to say that, what does it mean to have a Bekias? Right? Pliny has a Bekias. What does it mean as a Baki? So he says, a Bekias doesn't mean that you know where to find things. Right? Someone asks you a Shaila, so you know where to look and you know where to find things. He said, that's not what a Baki is. He said, a Baki is someone that's learning a Sugi in Chosha Mishpat. He has a Kasha in a Sugi in Chosha Mishpat, and he brings a Raya from a Rashi in Tzfanya. That's what he said. That's a Baki. That was Margula Bapume. That a Baki is not someone that knows how to find things. A Baki is someone that's Kola Torah Kula wrapped around his head. That was from Reb Zev Wolf Leiter. He was one of the Rabbanim that were living in Pittsburgh in 1951. But this is a classic Tshuva's Ramosha. Where Ramosha told him the Ikra Shaila itself, I don't have a problem with. One thing he told him, by the way, is you have to have Havchana. He says you have to wait 3 months. Because the halacha is that if a woman was married and then she becomes an almana, she gets divorced, she falls Leibum, right? Doesn't matter what the situation was. She always has to wait 3 months before she gets married to somebody else. To be mafchin between who the right, because we're afraid that she may get pregnant, you're not going to know who the father of the child is. Was it the previous husband, was the later husband? So if you wait 3 months and then she's expecting, so you'll know if it's from the first husband or from the right, like this, everything is going to be clear. So Ramosha said that even though over here it's the same man and the same woman, but you have to have avchana, because once she's megayer, so now if you're not going to wait 3 months and a child's going to be born, you're going to have a shiloh. Was the child born fardegeris or was the child born nachtegeris? So for that also you have to have avchana. That's all in this tshuva. But the bottom line is that's the tshuva for Ramosha. That's the first hour. The second hour, very quickly and very light, and that is, so the Gemara said in today's daf, we began with Rav's comment on the Mishnah, and then Rav Shneitzis, when he heard what Rav said, commented on Rav, he said, Aminu kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal v'hashmaitza. He says, I think that Rav must have said this while he was falling asleep. He said, it can't be. And he asked the kasha from one braisa, and he asked the kasha from another braisa, but this was his line. He must have said this while he was falling asleep. If you look at the Maseres HaShas, this is not the only time Rav Shesha said this. He says this, l'kaman, later in Yavamis Sadak Aleph Amid Aleph, l'kaman in Yavamis Kuftes Amid Beis, b'vakamo mem zayin Amid Beis, b'vakamo samachay Amid Aleph, B'chayris chav gimel amibes nida daf samach amalal. So this was something that Rav Sheshes would say about Rav. Aminu kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal hashmaitza. And the truth is, if you think about it for a second, it's hard to understand how Rav Sheshes would talk this way about Rav. Number one, Rav Sheshes was a Talmud Muvik of Rav. So if he's a Talmud Muvik of Rav, why would he talk this way? And Rav was called Rav. He was Rabin Shel Kol Bnei Agoylo. So Rav Sheshes would say about Rav, he hears the Rebbe say, the Rebbe must have said this while he was full. He must have been drimling. He must have been in this semi-sleeping state. Kinayim v'shachiv Rav amal hashmaitza. You would never say this about a chashav yid, maybe not about anybody. And here you have Rav Sheshes talking this way about his Rebbe, Rav. So we've mentioned this in the past. The Chafetz Chaim in the end of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. So he brings a few addendums to the Sefer. He has a few Ma'ar Mekoymes that Chafetz Chaim thought were very important in the world of Hilchas Chafetz Chaim, that he literally attached it, the transcript of these particular Shtiklach Torah, to the back of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. The first one that he has is a tshuva from the Chavis Yar. It's in Shailos HaTshuvas Chavis Yar. It's Simin Kuf Nun Beis. Incidentally, if you want to see all of them, there are two tshuvas that he brings from the Marik, and then he has one shtickle from the Aliyas Rabbeinu Yoina, which is quoted in the Shita Mekubetzes, in Bava Basra, Daflam HaTesam Ralph. So it's a shtickle random. It's a tshuva from the Chavis Yar, two tshuvas from the Marik, and a piece of Shita Mekubetzes quoting the Aliyas Rabbeinu Yoina, Mesachis Bava Basra, Lam HaTesam Ralph. But the tshuva's Chavis Yar that Chavetz Chaim quoted is a tshuva with the Chavis Yair, in this early 18th century, was discussing different Gemaras where it seems that Amiram spoke in a way that was not befitting. And from a Hilchis Pashit Shmiras Haloshim perspective, Hayitachin he was able to talk that way. So he goes through a few. The first one that he discusses is this idea, that you find this idea, that Rav Sheshes would often say, Ki Naim V'Shachiv Rav Omar, the Lahosh Maitzah. And he says, how is it possible that Rav Sheshes would have talked this way about his Greiser Rebbe? I mean, this is his Rebbe, and why would he ever talk this way? So he says that it's Poshet, that you have to say that he was saying the Lashvach. And the Shvach is that Rav never said anything in his life that wasn't perfect. Never said anything that wasn't perfect. So if Rav said this, it must be said while he was sleeping. He couldn't have said it awake. There's no way Rav would have said something that's upgefragt fin abreis if he was awake. Elamai, Rav was talking while he was sleeping, and he said something, and somebody must have overheard it, and it didn't gezok, plus the Rebbe gezok, and now all of a sudden, he's there saying Torah, and Rav Sheshes said, can't be. He could not have said it in a state where he was awake, because it's just not something he would have done. Either way, that's what the Chavis Yar says. Another Gemara that the Chavis Yar talks about is the Gemara that we learned not so long ago. The Gemara says in Yevamis Taftesam and Aleph, Chamech Esri Noshim Poitri Sarisayim. So Amalei Levi the Rebbe, Levi told Rebbe, 15, I have a 16th. So when Rebbe heard Levi 16th, he said, Kimedumali She'in Loi Mayach Bikat Gadoi. So the Chavis Yar, Mamish, he said, doesn't understand this Gemara. No one understood this Gemara when we learned it. Right, you have to be the Chavis Yar to not understand this Gemara. He's a Pashim Shah, why would he talk this way? Kimedumali She'in Loi Mayach Bikat Gadoi. So he discusses first who Rebbe was, who Levi was. And he says he doesn't understand it. So he says you have to say that Rebbe must have felt that there's an Indian of Zroik Marla Talmidim. Sometimes you have to talk a certain way to your Talmud because he understands that this Talmud is going to have tremendous hatzlach if he's talked through that way. He says, Befrat Rebbe, the Gemara says that Mishemes Rebbe Batla Anova. So Rebbe was a very humble person. It's not like Rebbe was someone that had any Midas Agaiva. So if that's the case, Pashup Shad, how could you understand it? So the Chavis Yar says it must be something along those lines. And he goes through it. It's a nice tshuva, and he goes through a bunch of different examples from Shas where you find different Gemaras where that seem to be surprising. He's Miyash of all of them. And again, the Chavetz Chaim wrote it. He printed this at the end of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim because he felt it was very important to see this Chavetz Yar, to know how to understand certain Gemaras, to see how they reconcile what Chavetz Chaim wrote, Hilchos Chavetz Chaim. But I just want to mention one. Not the one that we learned just now, Yevamos Chaf Dalet, and not the one that we learned in Yevamos Daf Tes. But there's just one other one, and we're going to end with this. And that is, there's a Gemara in the Sechtes Sanhedrin. The Gemara's on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara over there is discussing something very interesting. Ma'isa Shahaya. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta Avakazal Be'urcha. He was once traveling, Pogu by Hanach Ar Yevasa, and all of a sudden he was encountered by lions. And they were roaring towards him. Clearly, they hadn't been fed in a little while. And they were hungry. And they saw Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, and they started making a gerida. Omar, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta said the following pasuk. He said, Hakfirim shayagim latarif. Right? Ulchol b'nei Yisrael le'yachrat skalav le'zhoinai. So that's what you do if you see a dog. What do you do if you see a lion? Hakfirim shayagim latarif. That's what Rav Shimon ben Chalafta said. So the Gemara says, as soon as he said that, Nechiso le'tarti atmasa. So there were two thighs, big, gross, shtick flesh that came down from Shemayim. So it says, Chodah achlua. One of them, they ate. V'chadah shavkua. And the other one, they left. So, the lions were hungry, but so much meat came down, they actually had some shirayim. There were some leftovers. So, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta took this one yerek that was left over. I say, he brought it to the base medrash. Boy, Allah, and he had a shayla. Is it kosher meat or is it not kosher meat? So, what's the shayla? Dover tameh huzeh, oy dover tahar. Amalei, they told him, ain't dover tameh yerim in Hashemayim. We have a Messiah that a dover tameh doesn't fall from Shemayim. So, he said, if it fell from heaven, it must be it's kosher. And they told him, if you want to eat this piece of meat, you're going to be allowed to eat this piece of meat. So, the Gemara. So Rab Zeira, asked Rabbi Avol the following question. He heard this story, Rabbi Zeira did, and he asked Rabbi Avol, Yardolay Dmus Chamor Mal. What would it be if a donkey fell down from Shemayim? It looks like it's a chamar. It's a piece of meat, but it says, Ois is gadoilus. It's a chamar. It's a donkey. A donkey is a non-kosher animal. There's a klal, Ein dover tami yorim in ha-shamayim. So, but what happens if a donkey falls down? Now, if it's a donkey, it looks like it's not kosher. If it's not kosher, maybe it shouldn't be okay to eat. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Reb Zeira. So the Gemara says, this was Reb Zeira's question to Reb Avol. So Reb Avol told Reb Zeira, Yorud nala. He said, Yorud nala. What does that mean? Rashi. Tanin shoita. Oif sheshmoy tanin. There's an oif who's called a tanin, for who's shaita. He's a fool. Ubaicha umas betamin. And it's always walking around crying and wailing, and it's always in a state of hesped. So Rabbi Avol told Rabbi Zeira, you yorud nalech, ha'amri leh, didn't you hear? Ein dover tamin, yorim ha'shamayim. So either your story's not going to happen, or if it happens, it's going to be kosher. But the bottom line is, ein dover tamin, yorim ha'shamayim. So the Chavetz Yar, when here in Kuf Nun Beis, the tshuva that Chavetz Chaim quotes at the end of the Sefer, so he's going through all these different Gemaras, where you find Amiram spoke to Amiram in a disrespectful way. So he said, Yarud Nala? He said, why would Rabbi Avol spoken this way to us? He didn't like Rabbi Zeira's Kasha. Beseder, he didn't like the question. What happens if a Chamar falls down from the heavens? But why would he talk to him in such a way? Why would he say, Yarud Nala? This was the question that he asked. So the Chavetz Yar says the Dover Nifla. The Chavetz Yar says that I think in order to understand this, we have to take a step back and we have to understand a little bit better who Rabbi Avol was and who Rabbi Zeira was. He said Rabbi Avol and Rabbi Zeira, they were both two of the great Amoraim. However, they were very, very different. And clearly, their personalities were different. And if you go through the Gemaras, they were very, very different people. The Gemara says about Rabbi Avol, on Baba Mitzniya, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, Shufrei de Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was so handsome that his handsomeness, his beauty, was me'ein shufrei de Rav Avol. It was me'ein the handsomeness of Rav Avol. Shufrei de Rav Avol was me'ein shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. And shufrei de Yaakov Avinu me'ein shufrei de Adam HaRishon. So the Gemara over here is mentioning, right, the Arba Yefeifi Yosheb Olam. So these are the men that were the most handsome men. Rav Kahana, Rav Avol, Yaakov Avinu, and Adam HaRishon. What happened to Rabbi Yochanan? That's the Gemara's cash over here. But Rabbi Yochanan was also, we know, Shufi de Rabbi Yochanan. But that's what the Gemara says. So Rabbi Avol, you see, was a very, very handsome person. The emes is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Avol, when he would leave yeshiva, Rabbi Avol ki yaveh osim im esifta lebei kesa, when he would leave yeshiva and would go to the Bei Kesa, nafkin amasa the Bei Kesa lape. So all the women of the Bei Kesa, they would come at umashrin leh. And they would sing for him. They would serenade him. They would say, Rabba da'ame. They would say, great rabbi. Madbarna da'umse. He's the leader of his nation. Butzina dinahira. Someone that's so handsome. Baruch masich l'shalem. May all your comings and goings be in peace. So you see, Rabbi Avol was a very, very handsome person. Truth is, Rabbi Avol wasn't just very handsome. He was also very, very strong. There's a few Gemaras that talk about the physical strength of Rabbi Avol. One of those Gemaras is the Gemara Brachas Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Gemara there says that once upon a time, the bathhouses were considered very dangerous because they were heated by real fire. And because they were heated with real fire, they were very dangerous. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara says that if someone enters the Beis Merchas, you have to say a tefillah. When you leave the Beis Merchas, you have to say a tefillah. And nichlas the Beis Merchas, you say, Yiratzim ulfanech Hashem alikaisha tatzileini mizeu keyoitze boy. He literally says vidui before they enter the Beis HaMerchitz. Kinafik mayoyma. What do you say when you leave? Amar avacha moida anila fanech Hashem alikaisha yitzaltani min ho'or. I would say from the fire. Soktumar Rabbi Avol alu beibani. Rabbi Avol once entered a bathhouse. Ifches beibani mitusei. And as he was there, the bottom of the bathhouse, it gave out. This miracle happened. Kam ala muda. He was able to stand on a beam. But the problem is there were other people there as well. Shaziv, he was able to save Meya v'chad gafri, 101 people, b'chad avri, with one of his arms. So Rabbi Avol was saved miraculously, and with one hand, he was able to save 101 people with one hand. The Gemara said, Omar, as Rabbi Avol standing there, he's holding all these people, he's in Haidu the Ravacha. Now I know what Ravacha said, when you leave a Beis Merchitz, you're supposed to say, Moida ani lefanecha, Hashem alikaishi, tzaltani min or. But the bottom line is you see, Rabbi Avol was someone that was physically very, very strong. Rabbi Avol was also very, very wealthy. There's Gemara Masech the Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says Rabbi Avol have a Yosef Atach Toka Deshina Umayshif Nura. The Gemara is talking about how Rabbi Avol used to make Shabbos by himself, and even though he had Avadim and Mesharsim, but no, he used to make Shabbos by himself. Mitzvah bo yoysem ibeshluchai. And when he would, what did he do? He would fan the fire that was going to use to cook the food on Shabbos. And when he would do it, he would sit atachtoka deshino. He would sit on a chair that was made of ivory. That was very, very expensive. That's Shabbos Kuf Yutes Amid Aleph. Shabbos Kuf Yutes Amid Beis. Rabavo hava avdin le bafuke shabbat iglotilso. Every month of Shabbos from Malav Malko, they used to prepare for Rabavo, Ovdule, right? Now they were already making it for him. But they would make for him an iglotilso. That's a third-born calf, which we know the Gemara says in a bunch of places, was the most chashev of all meat. And the Gemara says, hava ochel mine kulya. So all he would eat is a kidney. And he would leave everything else. The Gemara tells a story. Bottom line is, you see, Rabavo was very handsome. Rabavo was very strong. Rabavo was also very, very wealthy. Demis is that Rabavo used all these talents to be a tremendous askin for Klal Yisrael. Many, many, many Gemaras that make this point. Just one that brings it out very, very strongly. A Gemara that we learned recently together, feels like ages ago. Chagiga daf yudalot amid aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about a nesui ponim. Someone that's a nesui ponim. Someone that helps the generation. Says the Gemara. Zeshen noisim ponim l'doiroi bavuroi. Someone that, because of him, the generation has a lot of hana. L'mayla in shamayim, who would be an example of that, again, Reb Chanina ben Doisa. And Lamata, what would be an example of that? Could go in Rabavo be Kesar, like Rabavo in the Kesar. Rabavo was someone that was able to be piled tremendous issues for Klal Yisrael. How was he able to do it? Because this is who he was. And once you have a little bit of insight into who Rabavo was as a person, he was someone that was very, very respected, even by the Umay Sa'ilam. And as a result, he was able to be the Nesui Panim, Rab Chanina ben Doisa. In Lamala is Rabavo Lamata, to be in the same sentence, Rab Chanina ben Doisa. But that was the tremendous koyach that he had. So who is Rab Zeira? Rab Zeira was very, very different. Rab Zeira, there are many, many Gemaras that talk about how frail he was and how not well he was. Just one example. Erevin Chavches Amidez. The Gemara says, Rab Zeira, Kev Cholish Migirse, when he was so weak, he mamish couldn't learn. He would sit at the entranceway of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ami. Omar, he said, Kinafki va'ayli Rabbanim, when the Rabbanim come in and out, Eikim mikamai, I'm at least stand off of them. Vakabu bu'agro, so at least I'm gonna get schar. Rab Zeira was so schwach that he couldn't learn. So he said, no, I can't learn, it is what it is. But at the same time, even though I can't learn, at least let me get schar for standing up and for giving covet to the Talmidei Chachamim. It's the next best thing. This Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Pehei Amid Aleph. The Gemara says Rab Zeira, we know, went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So says the Gemara, Rab Zeira Kisolik L'Arid Yisrael, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Meya Taniso Til Ishtakach Gemara Bavlo Amine. He fasted 100 Tanesim that he should forget Talmud Bavel. Yosef Then he fasted another 100 Tanesim, that Rabbi Elazar b'shnei, that Rabbi Elazar shouldn't die during his lifetime. And then V'yosef me'achrini fasted another 100 Tanesim, that he shouldn't ever have, Gehenim shouldn't be shoyled in him. The Gemara says that he was so unsure whether he was going to end up being affected by Gehenim, that kol talsin yoimi, every 30 days, have a badik nafshe, shogar tanura, he would take an oven, salik v'yosef v'gavei, he would sit inside, and he would try to see whether the fire was going to have any impact on him. Yoim echad, one time, yovabe rabbanon eina, the rabbanon, they gave him a... They looked at him in a funny way. The ichrach usake, and his thigh ended up getting burnt, and he became known. The karilei, they used to call him katan, tcharich shake. The katan, that's why his name was Zeira, Zeira, Miloshin small. The charich shake that had this singed thigh. But the bottom line is that's who Reb Zeira was. So Reb Zeira is weak. Reb Zeira is frail. Reb Zeira fasted 100 tanesim, another 100 tanesim, another 100 tanesim. He used to sit in an oven. He was once burnt in the oven. As a matter of fact, even had a nickname. They used to call him a name that was something along these lines. There's another Gemara. The Gemara Masechtas Nida, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing what happens if a woman has a baby, but the baby looks like a behemoth. Right, Masechtas Nida, the Gemara talks about things like this. Says the Gemara, Boyim Nei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah asks Rabbi Zeira the following question. Rabbi Meir, Da'ama Behemoth Me'ish of Lad Ma'al Yehu. According to Rabbi Meir, that holds that if a woman gives birth to a behemoth, or a baby that looks like a behemoth, it's a Vlad Malia, it's a child. So this is a good Yevamis case. Kibal ba'avia kedushin. If the father of this baby would be mekabel kedushin on behalf of this child, ma'u, what's the halacha? Is the kedushin or is it not a kedushin? The Gemara says, l'may naf gemino. Gemara says, what do you mean? Letzur be'achaisa. Is there going to be a nisar achais ishtai? If the kedushin's a kedushin, this person's not allowed to marry the sister. If the kedushin's not going to be a kedushin, then it's not going to be a So the Gemara has a whole shakl of the Tarya, and then finally the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acher bar Yaakov, Rav Acher bar Yaakov said, who asked this question? Rabbi Yirmiyah asked this question to Rab Zeira. He said, Ad kan hevia Rabbi Yirmiyah le Rab Zeira le de gichoch v'loi gachech. He said, Rabbi Yirmiyah was trying so hard to make Rab Zeira laugh. He was trying so hard to make him laugh. He said, v'loi gachech. He couldn't get him to budge. He couldn't get him to move. He would not laugh. Rashi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah never really had this shaila. What kind of shaila is this? He wants to know if a woman gives birth to a baby that looks like a behemoth, is there an Isra Achis Ishtai? Seriously? That was the shaila. So why did Rabbi Yirmiyah ask the shaila to Reb Zeira? Because he wanted Reb Zeira to laugh. And he couldn't get Reb Zeira to laugh. It's moving in this Gemara that Reb Zeira was always worried. He would never laugh. This sheds insight into another Gemara. A Gemara Masechtas Brachas. Taflamin of the base. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyah have Yosef Kameh de Rab Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah is one sitting by Rab Zeira. Chazed ava kabad achtuvo. Rab Zeira saw Rabbi Yirmiyah laughing. Amalei, so he told him, Bechol otsev yiyah moysar. You're never supposed to be ungesetz. You're not supposed to laugh. Amalei, he told him, I'm not tefillin manachna. I'm wearing tefillin. Don't worry, my laughter is not going to bring me chas v'shalom to do any averes because I'm wearing tefillin anyways. But this is Rab Zeira l'shitas. Rab Zeira never laughed. So Rabbi Yirmiyah is trying to get Rab Zeira to laugh. So he asked him this shiloh because he thought maybe this is something he'd be able to do. The Maratzchios, on this Gemara, says a Dover Nifla, right here in Masechtas Nida, Davchav Dalet. He says, we know that throughout Shas, Rabbi Yirmiyah is always asking interesting questions, right? Rabbi Yirmiyah is always asking these questions, so much so that he once asked the Shaila and he was thrown out of his Medrash. But throughout Shas, we know Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Maratzchios says, you have to hear it inside, because you have to be the Maratzchios to say this. He says that it could be, he says, I don't know, but it's possible. For Ulai, call Ashailois Hazorois. Ashinimtsu Betalmud bin Rabbi Yirmiyah. Achapamechroitz Yumi Beis Medrash. Call Elo Ashailois Hazorois Hoyu Lesameach as Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyah was a Talmud of Rabbi Zeira, and could be all these questions he asked him, Sameach Rabbi Zeira. Oishar Chachamim Shoyu Atsevim. He was trying to lift people up, and that's why he used to ask this question. But the bottom line is, fascinating Maritzchias, which gives us insight into all these Rabbi Yirmiyah's Shailas. Oh, but the bottom line is, I mean, every time you have Rabbi Yirmiyah, this is a related raid by the theory, but throughout Shas, literally. But what emerges is that Rav Avo and Rav Zeira, they were very, very different. Rav Avo was very, very handsome. Rav Avo, when they used to serenade him, when he used to walk outside, Rav Avo was a tremendous gibor. He was a tremendous gvir. He was an askin agadol. He piled tremendous yeshuas v'klal Yisrael. Rav Zeira's hanhago was very, very different. Rav Zeira was a chayla. He was always fasting. Rav Zeira never smiled. Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking him all these questions. The Maratzchir says, imagine everybody Rav Zeira was partial to get Rav Zeira to laugh. And it didn't work. And that's his Gemara Nida. This was like the Spitz question. Is there achis ish if someone gives birth to a girl that looks like a man? Like, this was how far he went. Ad kan, the Gemara says, he tried it with like, he couldn't get him to laugh. So they were very, very different. He says, what's the pshat? It's the Chavis Yor talking. Says the Chavis Yor, what's the pshat? He says, we know there's a Gemara Masechtas Tainus. The Gemara says, Kol Ashari B'Tainus, Nikra Chayte, or Kol Ashari B'Tainus is a Nikra Rasha. A Nazir. Is a Nazir a Kaddish? Or is a Nazir a Chayte? It was a major, major, major Machlaikis in Shas. He says, maybe Rav Avo, his Mahalach was, he held Kol Ashari B'Tainus as Nikra Chayte. To the contrary, it can't be Shari B'Tainus. Rav Avo walked out, he looked handsome. Ad Kidei Kach, they're serenading him. Rav Zeira held Kol Ashari B'Tainus as Nikra Kodesh. He fasted 300 times in one Gemara, in Bava Metzia, Da Pehei Amar Aleph. But the bottom line is, this was the Machlaikis, these were the two different Menhagim. Rav Avo held he was right. Obviously, Rav Zeira held that he was right. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is telling a story where there was a Shaila. Boy, Rabbi Zeira and Rav Avo. Rabbi Zeira asked Rav Avo a question. We have a Messiah that ain't Dover Tamim Yerim in a Shemaim. But what if a Dmus Chamor falls down from Shemaim? Do we look at it as a Dover Tar? Do we look at it as a Dover Tamim? Ma, what's the halacha? Amalei. So Rav Avo told Rabbi Zeira, Yarud Nala. He said, Tamim Shaita. This is a question. The klal is ein dover tame yorim in hashamayim. Zok to Hele Gerashi again. What does it mean yorid nala? Tanin shoyta. Oif. It's a bird. Sheshmoy tanin. Vahu shoyta. Uboicha. Umaspitomit. He's always crying. He's always upset. He's always ungezess. He's always hungry. Rabbi Avo held that Rabbi Zeira's chasidus, that's what the Chavis Yor said, was the bechin of chasid shoyta. He held it was wrong. He held it takes away from learning. Rav Zeira was so sick he couldn't learn once. He held it takes away. And therefore he told him, Yorud Nala. He wasn't telling him that you're this oif, that stama shaita. He was handling him. This was a debate that they had. Rav Avol and Rav Zeira, they knew each other. And Rav Avol saw the world one way, Rav Zeira saw the world another way. And this is a milchamta shel Torah. See, he says he took advantage of this opportunity. I mean, it's not mamash atzushtal to the shayla. But he said he took advantage of this opportunity to tell him what he held. But chas v'chalila, he says he was calling him mamash ashoita. Why would he call him that? Because he asked the question about a chamar. He calls him this foolish animal. But he said, because Rav Zeira was someone that was boicha umas betomet. That's something that he did. And he held that in halacha, it wasn't oisgehalten. Because kalashari betainis is not nikro Kaddish, he's Nikra Choyte, and it's the wrong thing to do. And there's a gather of a Chassid Choyte where someone does Chassidus was not Oiska. Now, Reb Zeira is Amir Upalik, he doesn't have to agree with him, but he says that's the Machloikis over, and that's why he referred to him in that way. But the bottom line is that there are many, many Gemaras in Shas where you find this idea where it's very hard to understand the Gemara. Chafetz Chaim felt that a very Chashiv Amar Makim to understand and have a little bit of better insight is to look in this Chavis Yar in Simen Kuf Nun Beis, and we will end here.